Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. And I'm excited today to have the one and only Ken Walls with me. I've only known Ken for, less than probably 2 years, but I've known of him. And he's been a tremendous advocate and a fan. And he stepped in and helped me, filled in for me on some of my Ask Sharon Wednesdays. And just a wealth of information. And he is incredibly intuitive on the side of marketing and marketing solutions. He's a CEO and founder of Client Solution Innovations. So the name of the company says it all. And he's also the host of Breakthrough Walls. And that's, of course, convenient with the name, but truly what he does. He helps people break through barriers to get to the next level in their marketing. And Ken, I think you've been in business for over 30 years, so not as long as me, but been there and you've seen a lot of people succeed and you're a problem solver for people. So I'd like for you to share a little bit more about how you got started. How did Ken Walls get where he is today?
So, you know, I was raised in a rough environment, and you know, it really gave me the ability to, I'm able to read into situations. I believe from that, you know, being brought up in such a crazy environment, I had to learn how to survive. And you know, I ended up, and it's a long story I don't want to go into. We don't have enough time for all that, but I ended up right out of high school. I worked at a factory building the Honda cars here in Ohio for a couple of years. And I quickly realized how much I hated being encapsulated in this environment where there were no windows. And I'm, you know, like it was, I just didn't like it at all. And so I left there and I went into sales. And I learned how to sell, and I quickly learned early on that I had no idea what I was doing. The guy that interviewed me for the sales job really was good. He convinced me that I was going to make $1 million a week right out of the gates at 21 years old. And I was like, yes, that's what I need. $1 million a week. That sounds perfect. And so, you know, it did not go down like that at all. And I had to start studying sales books and materials. I listened to Zig Ziglar, and ironically, I'm now friends with his children, which is amazing to me, because that guy brought me up in sales back then. I was listening to him and Brian Tracy, and then, you know, some Tony Robbins stuff in there, and I became obsessed. I became obsessed with personal development and learning everything that I possibly can. And it seems like every time I pick up a new book, which is all the time, I learn something new, like your book, Outwitting the Devil, phenomenal book. But I pick up little tidbits. I don't know that there's anybody that remembers everything, right? Like I'll have people say, hey, what'd you like about, How to Win Friends and Influence People. What did you like about that? And I'm like, gosh, I've only read it like 30 times. I have no idea what I like the most about it. It just helped me develop who I am. I can't recite books. It's not one of my talents, but.
Well, you find out each time you read it, you remember, you read something that you don't remember because it was what you needed today, not when you read it last time.
That's right.
That's how Think and Grow Rich is. You know, every time I read it every year, I find something that I just is like, oh, I remember this being here, but it was case in point what I needed to read today.
So. Right. Because layers, a friend of mine used to say, dude, as you go through life, you know, and you dig deeper and deeper and you become better and better. The layers of the onion are peeled back. Right. And when the student is ready, the teacher appears. So, and that can be in the form of having a conversation with Sharon Lecter personally like this, reading a book, or maybe even a blog article, or watching a video or something where it just clicks. And I just recently had that happen again, another layer of the onion peeled back at a huge conference in Miami. And it was listening to Steve Harvey speak, and it just completely blew my mind what I learned about myself in that moment. So, you know, so where I started in business though was in sales. And again, I was working for other companies and I just wasn't happy. So I ended up eventually starting my own business and build a sales team and because of, and I don't, again, won't go too personal, but I'm a recovered alcoholic with 16 and a half years sober.
Yay. And congratulations. Yeah,
thank you. The world's a better place and I'm a better man. So I drank everything away that I ever had. And back at the age of 34 is when I had a big, what I like to call a big old spiritual epiphany, an awakening of sorts, right? It was like, dude, you're going to die. Like, you got to stop. And so, you know, then I took on a whole different life. Like, it became completely different because I was completely different. So, I kind of fast forwarded through a lot of years there, but I started in sales. That's where it started for me.
And when did you start your own company?
The first company I started at 23, I believe.
Oh, wow.
23 or 24. And it was a little detail business in Atlanta, Georgia, detailing cars. And that's when I knew for a fact that I loved rich people, because I had people show up with their Toyota Camry and they wanted a detail for nothing. And then I would have somebody show up with their Porsche 911 and they'd be like, dude, I'll pay whatever it takes. So
there, you know, is a huge lesson there. That's for sure.
Big time. I mean, and that's the thing, you know, and I was raised in that mindset, in a very, very average home, with rich people are evil and can't be trusted. They're just out to get every dime out of your pocket that they can. And that mindset, it was back when I was detailing cars at 23 years old, that I'm like, wait a minute, no, rich people actually want to pay me for my work. And it's the broke ones that don't want to pay me. So, you know, and again, it's one of those things you look back at 50 years old and you're like, I didn't realize at the moment, at that time, that I was learning a huge life lesson, right? But I didn't know it then.
Yeah, that's one of the things, actually, it was a topic of one of my Ask Sharons in the last few weeks was, you know, learning to say no and learning that not every person needs to be a client. Because, you know, sometimes you spend a lot of time and energy on somebody that's not ready for you. So you have to really understand what your lane is and who you want to attract and who your ideal client is. So tell me right now, what's the sweet spot of what you do today?
Well, you know, I've been, and I don't, again, don't want to go into a long story about what happened in Miami. But, you know, you and I have a lot of mutual friends, and I've been very, very blessed with having the ability to, know how to connect with people and like really connect with people. With the advent of social media, there are, a lot of people that get on social media and they just can't figure it out. They don't know why they can't connect with people. They don't know why nobody likes and shares their posts and they just don't know why. And I do. I know why. And it's actually goes back to some spiritual principles, and I'm not going to get all biblical, but it really does. It goes back to some spiritual principles, I think, and to Zig Ziglar's quotes, if you help enough other people get what they want out of life, you can have anything you want out of life. And I learned that a long time ago. There's been many, many, many times in my life where I have been very self-centered and focused on me and what's in it for me. And, you know, and that always ends up costing me more in the long run than if I would just go, how can I serve the world and serve others, knowing that the spiritual axiom there is, if I'm serving others, there is no way that I'm going to starve. My family will not go hungry and things will fall into alignment. And I don't know how that works or why, it just does. So
So what is your mantra? What is your personal mantra for your life? What are some of the things that define Ken Walls?
If I don't want to steal from Zig Ziglar, but I have to, because I can't be more original than that. And that is, if you help enough other people get what they want out of life, you can have everything you want in life. Now,
I think that's honoring Zig. I don't think that's stealing from him.
Yeah, I love Zig, and his daughter, Julie, is a client and friend, dear friend of mine. And so, you know, I I've lived the life of self-centered behavior. So the mantra for me today is, when I was living my life as a self-centered moron, I don't know how else to put it. Well, there's some other ways to put it, but when I was living that life, nothing ever seemed to go right for me. And when I'm living a life where I'm focused on helping someone else, whether it's at home with my wife, or at home with my children, or out in the business world where I'm like, look, I care about money, okay, but let me help you first. Let me show you what I can do to help you, and let me show you what I'm capable of. And if you see that there's a benefit there for both of us, let's move forward. So the mantra is, just go help other people. Like, if you help other people, life's going to be magical for you. And you'll get invited to be on Sharon Lecter's podcast.
So let's bring to your superpower. So what is your superpower? If somebody else is defining Ken Walls, what do other people say about you, Ken?
Interestingly enough, hopefully you can edit this out, my internet's unstable, but is it coming through clear for you?
Yeah, you're coming through fine.
Okay, good. So my superpower, what's interesting is literally 20 minutes ago, somebody posted on Facebook a picture of that she met me at this conference and a picture of her and I saying, if you don't know this guy, he is like the king of connecting people. I think my superpower, my gift, is really helping people connect to other people. And helping people understand that they need to get out of themselves, that life becomes way better if they just get out of their own way.
So part of playing big, when I talk about the personal success equation, I talk about the power of association. So that's exactly what you're talking about, is that networking and stepping outside of your own comfort zone, because we get comfortable in our lives. And unless you force yourself out of that comfort zone, you're not going to find those new opportunities and those new associations. So right. That power of association, I will say, you've introduced us to a lot of different people, and so many people that I meet and talk to, you already know. So it's kind of like 6 degrees of separation. So talk about the role of the power of association and how you see that in playing big.
Well, I don't think there's, and correct me if I'm wrong, because you know I look up to you and respect every word that comes out of your mouth. So like, I don't think that you can play big if you don't know how to associate with others. If you don't know the power of association, you can't do it on your own. Like, you need, right? Like, there, the other people out there have your money. If it's a money gauge that you're using, you have to be able to connect in a positive way with those people. From my perspective, the power of association is the most important thing. I was telling a mutual friend of ours this new thing that I'm getting ready to start, or a spinoff of my current business. And she said, just let me know. We'll go live together. I'll promote the heck out of it. And she is a huge influencer. And I'm like, really? And she goes, you've helped me out so much. Are you kidding me? Yes, I'm going to help you. We'll go live and we'll promote it. I'm like, that's incredible. And you know, I think about that. And I think back to when I worked at the Honda factory as I didn't graduate high school there. I'm going to fess up. I walked out when they said I had to have a biology degree I didn't get in 10th grade. And I said, well, I'm never dissecting a frog again in my life. What do I need that for? And they're like, I tried to negotiate getting the high school diploma. I had all the college prep courses. I just didn't have biology. But anyway, so, you know, and so I think back to when I was at the factory working as a factory worker, working on an auto assembly line, thinking, this is my life. This is it. This is what I'm going to do for the next 20 years and or whatever, and then retire. And then what? This is horrible. And it's all because I didn't graduate from high school. I beat myself up for so many years over that. And now my last personal assistant had her Juris Doctorate. So like, you know, I've had many people work for me over the years, but again, it all does come down to learning how to connect with other people, and help those people out. One of the things that I always try to do on social media is if I see something valuable, you see it, I see your posts on social media, and I immediately share it out. I'll tag you. I'll tell everybody, hey, you got to read this or watch this video. This is phenomenal. I do that with a lot of people. And they're just, people aren't doing that. They're just sharing their own stuff and they're never, you know, so that's one of the things and I don't even know if I answered your question. If I went off topic, I apologize.
No, you're talking exactly what we want to talk about, playing big, that power of association and taking action, right? Reaching out. So speaking of that, if people want to find out more about Ken Walls, how do they find you, Ken?
KenWalls.com. It's the very best place to find everything you want to know about me. Just about.
Your Facebook, LinkedIn, all that good stuff, too.
Yeah, Facebook's on there, everything. And I'm maxed out on the friends limit thing on my personal page, but I do have a fan page as well. So, I love connecting with people.
Fantastic. Well, please go out there and connect with Ken, because he does every day. He's got tons of incredible information about not just expanding your own life, but how you can help and really share what he's sharing for other people. So thank you for being here. We're going to do another recording right after this one that's going to be in the private Facebook group, Play Big Movement with Sharon Lecter. So if you haven't joined the private group, please do. It's free, no charge. But we talk about the things that we're doing. We go to a little bit more personal level with Ken. So please stay tuned, join that movement. And Ken, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Sharon.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.